gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check them.
Is this thing on?
This is episode 45.
45.
Of what?
What?
Podcast.
Trey Case.
Fuck. Dot.
Nerd.
It is Cinco de Mayo. What does that make this? Our what?
Drunk
one year anniversary.
1 year anniversary. Coronas. This is 1 year since the, exactly 1 year since the first bumbling episode that Al and I recorded.
Full on drunk episode.
Full on drunk episode. We rambled about random shit like, the Gizmondo trying to do Halo or something like that.
Yep.
And all that weird shit. Mm. But that is over now. There's no more Gizmondo. Well, it was always done. Anyway. Eden!
What? Hey? Hey? What?
Tony!
You're bad, Jeffer!
Where? Al.
Yeah.
And as usual, I'm your host, Mr. Chupon! Which means something very disgusting in Spanish, and I didn't know this at the time, but now I do, so I'm ashamed. But whatever.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Tony?
Oh, Chupa
la pinga, I know.
He has no idea.
I know about chupa mi huevo.
Oh, boy.
What is that?
Oh, probably okay.
On something.
Something on my eggs?
What?
Chupa my huevos?
Not huevos.
What did he say?
Waffles.
What?
Moving on.
Weirder.
Happy anniversary. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. I want my ring, Austin.
Shut up. We're going to start with the usual, but then we're going to go into a little bit about ourselves and then... pander to you with a little bit of the news and the mailbag as usual. So, to start off, as we always do, what have you been playing? Tony, going out of order today. That's nice. Al, what have you been playing? I'm just kidding. Tony, what have you been playing?
Al, what have you been playing?
Tony, what have you been playing?
Ethan, what have you
been playing?
Tony, what have you been playing?
San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto, and what? Nice. I just reversed the fucking name.
Slunks, what are you playing?
That's part two of that game. San Andreas and Tiberian Sun, because I'm seriously contemplating picking up Command & Conquer 3.
Tiberium Wars.
Whoa.
Yes. So I figured, hey, why not just get, put Tiberium Sun Firestorm in there?
Mm.
And it sucks. So in other news, San Andreas is starting to suck too. Got to the second part where I'm in San Fierro now, and the story has become so fucking retarded that I can't even stomach it anymore.
Dude.
I mean, it's just, it's off the map.
It doesn't even
make sense anymore.
Tony.
You're just doing shit that just doesn't make sense.
Tony.
And, yes.
How in the hell do you progress through Grand Theft Auto game? I can never get past, like, the first hour.
I understand.
I'm too busy. Like,
I understand,
all right.
But the whole gang theme that was in the beginning of this game had me sort of intrigued. Like you really wanted to.
It's because Tony wanted to be
make
black.
Grove Street. Yeah, put Grove Street on a map. You know, so that was your goal. Now that you're in San Fierro, you have to contend with some psycho bitch who like loves whipping you and having sex with you.
Hot coffee.
No fucking sense. I'm done. I can't play anymore.
Is she a
the
Japanese
thing I'm doing
schoolgirl?
Is going around blowing up shit, huh?
Is she a Japanese schoolgirl?
No, she's actually some Spanish whore.
You should appreciate
Spanish
that,
people
then.
Online. Cinco de Mayo! Cinco de Mayo! Cinco de Mayo! I'll do it till I get a laugh,
goddamn.
So there you go, you get grown. Go on. What?
Spanish.
Shut up. Move on.
Next!
Keep on going. Oh, no, that's it?
That's it.
What have you been playing? Ow!
Huh?
Huh?
Pokemon Pearl.
Diamonds and pearls. How is it? Is it any different from the old ones in any significant way?
Well, at its core, it's the exact same game.
Boy.
But it's prettier and
it's
more diverse, and there's more shit to do, and it has internet, which
talk about that. That's supposed to be huge.
Yeah, the full benefits of the internet capability are not realized until you actually finish the game, which I'm perfectly fine with, because imagine if you had to fight Japanese people with your little level 15 Pokemon and they all have level 60 100 Pokemon because they had the game like 2 months beforehand or something like that. And the trading on the internet is pretty cool. Because I managed to get a Pokemon that I probably would not have gotten for a long, long time from a Japanese person.
Sono Pikachu wa daisuki desu.
No. And
Hi.
And it's funny because I traded it for like some really crappy Pokemon that I had. But now everything on the internet
wanted the
is
American
really stupid
one.
It's like, I think so. They wanted a Pokemon with an American name, just like they said in the news.
Oh, hey, go gaijin this! I want!
Pick. Well, Taitsu, Makis, and Pukariyuken.
Oh, God.
Ouch, but, what a butchering!
Yeah, it was cool because, like, now, on the trading block, they, like, trade the stupidest shit. It's like, I want to trade the first Pokemon that you get in the game, right? Which you... The only way you can get it is if somebody trades it with you. If you didn't get one of the three, you know. So they want to trade that one for a level 100 of the Pokemon that's on the box. And the Pokemon that's on the box, you only get one of. And to level it to 100 it'll take you like 3 months.
So no one's gonna give that up.
Yeah, and no one's gonna give it up. And I don't understand why you would give it up for the Pokemon at the beginning when you could just go get somebody else who has the game, start it over, and give you that one.
Or stay young and they needed the money.
Yeah.
Huh? I did some things I wasn't too proud of. yeah. Is that it, or are you playing other stuff?
Let's see. I played a little bit of Manhunt. I finished the second level. That level was fun. They had some guy jump out of nowhere chasing you, and then I ran back and I beat him to death with a big-ass bat. then there was another part of the second level where they set you up. Well, the movie guy sets you up. You have to wrestle this guy, and once you wrestle him, then you get I think you get to kill him. I don't remember. And then you move on. But it's really right now is more the same shit. I didn't realize that you could actually execute people with red items. The first red item you get is this big bat. So I think I might play the second level over again to see what the executions are like for that.
Clarify red item.
Oh, you get green items, which are your execution items. You get blue items, which are just weapons that you use to defend yourself or to use in the world. Like you get a crowbar, you got to break a lock. And then there's red items, which are items that do not, they're not expendable. Green items are expendable. You can only use them once. But the red items, you can use them more than once and execute people. So I gotta try and use the baseball bat to execute somebody in all the three different degrees.
Sexy. What else?
That's really it. I haven't had much time, and everybody I know is like quitting Warcraft, which is really disheartening for me.
Yes.
And
why is everybody quitting?
Most people, like the guys at my job, they're kind of spending more time with their families. Because they're 30, 40.
I neglected little Susie with her chicken pox for a long time.
Well, no, they're not neglecting. It's just that, like, for example, one of my guys, he is spending more time with his wife, and it's getting warm. It's summertime. He wants to go away and stuff like that, so he doesn't feel like being tied down to Warcraft, so he's letting his subscription end.
Take that, Blizzard.
This month.
That's right.
Nature owns
another
you.
Another divorce averted.
Then another guy who, shut up. And... another guy who used to play like every day, no matter what, and then he just all of a sudden stopped playing. Mm-hmm. Everybody was asking me about him, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. So then I finally caught up with him at work, and he said that he's spending more time with his family. I mean, not that he wasn't, because he was up when his kids were up, even though he would be playing to all times in the morning. But he was also working on photography more.
Yes.
And then, you know, that kind of caused me to be like, well, there's nobody playing when I'm playing, so I'll just go play Pokemon. So that's what I've been doing all week. I go home, I watch episodes of The Simpsons that I have recorded since freaking April 1st on my DVR, and I play Pokemon until 3 o'clock in the morning and go to sleep.
Pikachu!
And I have not caught a Pikachu yet, because they're not available yet.
Oh. Next, what are you playing?
Don't even fucking bother, dude.
Don't even bother!
I am playing... Final Fantasy VI again. I still haven't beaten it. I'm trying to...
You sound like you're at the end.
I'm near the end. I just kicked the shit out of the Magi Master like 5 minutes before we started recording. But I still have to find... a few characters, maybe one or two characters. And I want to like level them up a lot because I never did that in the past.
Wait, did you just say find characters?
Yeah.
You didn't find them all yet? Wow, that's weird.
No.
You're at the end of the game.
No, Magi Master is... You can go in whenever you have... Whenever you feel like it, and whenever you get the airship, you can go whenever you feel like it, but...
he's not in the tower, right?
Yeah, he's in that tower.
Oh, okay.
Sure he is. But, yeah, I want to I want to spam the game so that I get everybody up to like a high level. I never used to do that before. I always used to just go in and play it as is and then just go beat it. And now I actually want everyone to learn every single fucking spell. And I've been playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out! It's Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream, as it's known on the virtual console.
Oh, God, that sucks.
New Punch-Out.
It doesn't matter, though, because it's still the same great game. And Mr. Dream is still impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching old YouTube clips of Mike Tyson just to verify that his one punch knockdown in the game is like not fake and it's not fake.
No.
Oh man.
You don't understand.
You have
I watched Mike Tyson when I was a kid, but like when you're a kid and when you're in like first, second grade, you don't really realize what's happening. You're just like, "Oh my god, he's so good." You know, I just started watching it again like for real with like, you know, more of a, you know, with a better eye, and it's just like dance, dance, dance.
What sucks about him is that if you lose to him, I think you're knocked down to who, Mr. Sandman?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, probably.
Who are you knocked down to if you lose to Mike Tyson?
Since I've been playing on a virtual console, every time I get knocked out, it's game over, and I have to start over for Macho Man.
Oh, that sucks.
Which is not a big deal, because Macho Man actually gets really, really easy once you lose to him the first time. You know his patterns. He's a huge pushover.
Flexing my boobs.
Wait.
Ethan doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Who, Ethan?
Yeah, he knows
nothing. He's the only one that doesn't know. And I would not have known if I didn't play last night.
What?
I would not have known about flexing my boobs.
Oh.
Because the first time I fought Mr. Sandman ever was last night.
Oh, wow.
That's how much of a loser I am. Well,
Sandman? Don't you mean Macho Man?
Macho Man.
Yeah, I said Sandman. You said Sandman, yeah. You said the first time you fought Sandman, although you would be correct in saying the first time you beat Sandman was yesterday, right?
Yes. First time I've seen Super Macho Man was yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't want to be non-PC, but boy, that man, Mr. Sandman, was dark.
Yeah, real dark.
Evil looking.
Yeah, he looked like Dracula every time you hit him in the stomach.
Like what?
Dracula.
What? He had broken teeth.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And I was like, ew. And then you hit him in the stomach to knock him down, and he keeps that face for like 2 seconds.
His eye pops out, right?
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Burr!
Oh, God. Ethan, what have you been doing?
I'm sleeping.
Oh, okay.
I've been fixing my computer.
Play some damn games, man.
How's that going, computer boy?
Well, I just got a fucking work machine up today.
With a brand new GeForce 3 Ti 200. How's that work for you? That's Far Cry.
Go fuck yourself, you
shithead.
Far Cry won't run on this.
How's Rainbow Six Vegas?
It won't run on this computer.
How's Splinter Cell Double Agent?
Won't run.
What a dick.
Oh, noes.
I bet you when you load the game, a big, like, laughing face loads on the screen instead of the actual game. Yeah, it does that Ganon laugh.
Yeah, just a big skull.
You know what? Fuck you, because you laugh now, and then in another fucking 6 months, when I buy a brand new fucking kick-ass PC, you guys are going to fuck yourselves.
I'll be doing the same thing with the tax return I got.
Are you buying a new PC?
I'm going to do some kind of upgrading, yeah. I'm going to wait till this generation passes because I want to see how ATI recovers from its fuck-up.
I got no choice.
So, have you been playing any console games like you promised you would?
No!
Nope. I've been crying in my bed.
Yeah, I played a bunch of Gran Turismo 4, actually.
What's Gran Turismo?
It's awesome. It's, you race around the cranberry track and...
That's sweet.
See, come on. Come on, up the game.
I passed all the licenses. That was
really.
Yeah, it's
you didn't
not
find
that
the license
hard.
Part annoying.
It's like it's annoying, but it's not hard.
What about the Nuremberg? What is it? The Nuremberg track? The one that's 12 miles.
The one that's 12 miles. It takes what?
10 minutes for you to race through.
Yeah, that's not that bad. I've done races that are like 45 minutes long. No, it's whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not that big a deal.
You're just glutton for punishment, that's why. And you must have been seriously bored.
Yeah, I mean, I like games that I don't like that much. Because I can stop playing them and go about
whenever
my
I want. How about you stop it now?
I can shut whenever I want to. I just don't want to.
How'd you feel about getting the Nike car and then finding out you can't even fucking use it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, the concept car?
Huh?
The concept car?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's a racer. Like a sort of modified F1. You can't even use it anymore.
Wait, is that the drag thing?
Huh?
Is that the same game? Wait, because there was a game.
You
I forget
what. Gran Turismo 4?
No, but there was a Gran Turismo game that was not complete. It was like 97% complete, and when you got the drag racer cars, you couldn't use them.
Is that Gran Turismo
2?
No,
this was. No, Milk Truck was Gran Turismo 2.
It wasn't 3.
Milk Truck?
Dude, that was the best fucking car.
That was not Gran Turismo 2.
Is it the first one?
No, that wasn't it.
Which game? Yep. Oh, shit. What game is that? Was that an off road game? Was it an off road racing game, dude?
Yes. Yeah, the off road for Nintendo 64.
Oh, man, that was a great game. What the fuck game was that?
Yes. Dude, they stayed up for 2 days in my house. Trying to get this fucking milk truck, because I told them this milk truck goes 164 miles per hour, which is faster than any car in the game.
Yes.
And that it's awesome, right? So they stayed up for 2 days. After they got the milk truck, the first time they played it, it was almost like I just killed their dreams.
It was like 2 miles an hour?
No, they were like, this is not exciting.
It was just boring as shit. It was a waste of like 48 hours of straight fucking play that was miserable and hard work.
Just to get
the milk truck. I mean, it went kind of fast, but, you know, not worth it. Not worth it.
Poor Ethan. Sorry.
No, it wasn't just me. Andrew was doing it too, that fucking idiot.
And you can never get those hours of your life back.
That's right.
Ever.
Nope. And, man, never. They wanted
that's right.
them.
And that's why I play games I don't like anymore.
So you can lose more hours that you can never get back?
No, so I can stop and get those hours back.
You can't get hours back, asshole.
I can. I can get hours back. Yeah.
No.
I can extend my life by being healthy and thereby getting hours back.
Shh.
I'm not shushing, okay? You can shush the fuck out of me. I'm going to shush. Zip, I'll shush zip, you up your ass, zip, you piece
zip,
of shit.
Zip, go, zip, hut, zip, hut, zip,
hut, hut, what?
www.zipit.com. Tony, what have you been playing?
Oh, wait. You know, I actually did play something else.
Oh, my God! What?
I played iNinja.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah. I am like 95% complete with that game since Lord knows when, 2 years ago when it came out.
I think more like 4 years ago.
Yeah, this shit came out a long ass time ago, and I played it. And I got up to the last stage, and then I stopped playing it because something new came out. So then I looked at my games, and I said, oh, my God, I still haven't finished iNinja. I didn't finish it yet, but I did do a couple of stages. So I probably wanted to finish in it by next week, if I'm lucky. Actually, no, I won't be lucky because I have overtime next week. So 2 weeks.
Is that the same publisher that published Metal Arms?
No, it's published by Namco. And it was done by Argonaut.
Yeah, it was that and Metal Arms that were like, you know, the two kind of sleeper hits. Not sleeper hit, but just like those good games that no one cared about.
Yeah, Metal Arms made me sick, though. So,
oh. Whoops.
I took that shit back.
Metal Gear.
Metal Balls.
Yeah. What?
Metal Balls.
Moving on.
Moving on to the news. Oh, wait, we're not doing the news. We're doing a new thing for our anniversary. I realized in the past week or so that despite the banter and Ethan's upper decking and Tony's noises, you don't really know that much about us. Us, like real us. Like, we are meat. We are real people that breathe and shit.
We are?
Yeah! So we wanted to give this give you guys a little chance to get to know us and stuff. Who wants to go first? We're going to talk about, let's see, what we do outside of games. You know, our jobs are, if we don't have jobs, our other interests, entertainment tastes, what kind of movies we hate, and I think we know the answer from Tony. when do we start playing games? What was our first game? And, you know, how do we view them as part of our lives? I mean, some people take this as more than just a hobby. Some people just do it casually on the side. I think all of us take this pretty seriously, actually, even though we don't have the time. And then finally, and this is a suggestion from Tony, how has the podcast changed the last year for us? Which is an interesting thought, but... who wants to start with talking about their job, which sucks.
Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan would be best.
Yeah, his video game job is the...
I work.
His job is the video game that he plays every week.
Conference 2.0.
He plays...
Conference, demotion.
Demotion.
Lunch.
Underappreciated employee. That's his favorite game.
Bathroom break,
smoke
break.
Inappropriate sexual behavior from boss up the rectum. That's what I play.
Yeah. lawsuit, statement of work, proposal. My computer's broken, so I'll borrow it from work to bring home.
Well, borrow is a loose term, isn't it?
Requisition form, table. Version 3.
Bureaucrat! So talk about what you do if as much liberty as you have. I mean, obviously, there's confidential shit because I used to work with you, so you're not supposed to say some shit. But whatever you can say, what do you do?
I'm a spy.
What do you do?
I work at a company.
Double O Jew.
Huh? I work at a company. And there are a few people in it, and Tony enjoys making fun of me.
Jesus Christ, this is the worst description of your job ever.
I thought it's pretty good. I mean, this is how I sell stuff, you know, and it works out pretty well.
Wow, these people must be dense. Oh my God, it's a company? We gotta give them money.
Yep, it's amazing. We do, we're a small software development firm that does a lot of environmental health and safety software and then some commercial applications, and that's about it.
You boss around interns like me back in the day.
We got a few more interns this summer.
Really?
Yeah. And those
bad. Can I smash them?
Well, they're doing personal favors for me, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Well, no.
Service me.
I've been saved from that torture. I've seen what you've done to John.
Damn, I won't ask you.
So, John, did you bring knee pads today? Yes.
Yeah, I donkey punch them all the time. It's fantastic. And let me tell you, it is like potentially deadly. I killed an intern already with a donkey punch.
I still live. So, I mean, what do you do on a day-to-day basis, really?
Oh, well, it's changed. Now I pretty much only do marketing. I'm all doing marketing and sales, so I will write up materials and make cool graphics and design our website and then try to make things that we haven't built yet seem like we've built them so I can sell a product that doesn't exist.
So proof of concept.
Kind of. Kind of, yeah. And then,
Or bluffing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or E3.
Yeah.
Which is dead.
Yeah. I mean, basically, since all our work is custom, it's very difficult to sell something that you can't show to somebody else because it's proprietary and you've built it custom for one company. So what you do is you kind of create a fake product that looks like the custom thing that you built and you try to sell that knowing that there's going to be a high level of customization regardless.
Fraud!
But pretty much we build any kind of software that where there's no real off-the-shelf product that meets your need. We take people's, you know, entrepreneurial ideas and build them their technology product that's their business, and then we'll do a lot of highly technical software.
The tangible junk bound.
Al, so what do you do? What is your moneymaker, your breadwinner job?
You really want to know?
You don't have to say it, but people want to know. People
make
like
up
to
a
know.
Fake name.
You can make a fake.
Yeah.
Well,
you could be vague like Ethan and then have Tony and I make fun of you. I work for a company and I do shit.
And it is awesome.
Because like, the tales that you have are awesome.
I'm awesome!
Yeah.
No, they really are. That's why, like, I'm sure people are like, what does he do?
Yeah, well, basically, I mentally masturbate customers on a daily basis over phone and internet.
You have helped me with my internet! Now it's up!
Yeah, exactly. I stroke their brains till they burst. I have to wow the customer.
You will say see, wow. Physically.
See now, if you really wanted me to talk about it, which I won't, I have to do that off the record, then I would say something much worse. But yeah, I work for Cablevision doing tech support.
Your voice is just too distinguishable. That's the problem.
You'll never find me. Yeah, yeah, see, yeah,
hey, never find me. Yeah, cappers. Yeah.
Get away with it. It's not free. Yeah.
I didn't know you couldn't do that.
I killed Anthony Quinn's kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So your tech support, you don't have to say the company name.
No,
but tech
sure.
Support.
I work for.
Oh, you said it.
Vablekitchen.
Vablekitchen. Hablevision. Fablevision. Fable.
Circular incision.
Cable visor.
I work for circular incision. Circumcision.
What? Circumcision.
Al works at tech support for circumcision. There we go.
Yeah, and I do phone support 2 days out of the week, which I'd like to turn into 0 days out of the week.
Right.
Maybe eventually that'll happen. And then I do what we call live support, which is when you go online and you go, I need help. And I go, and then on the screen it says, hi, thank you for contacting Circumcision Technical Support. My name is Alfred.
You must have
and
that
I'm
new
here
voice
to help
recognition
today.
Software.
Bing.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to, is this past the bounds? Are you allowed to talk about the funniest email you ever received?
Oh, God. I've received funny emails because I do email support too. Like when people go to the website and they complain or they have problems, they go to the website and they type in whatever their problem is, right?
Right.
So then, oh goodness. one day I was doing emails and you know, we got to respond no matter what to right. the email. So I got an email from somebody and the email's body said, "Where I live."
That's it?
I mean, no punctuation, no capitalization, no question mark. It just said, "Where
was
I live."
Was it spam?
No, it was from a customer. I mean, it was fucked up.
Where I live.
Because you got people who are like, I mean, you get some real fucked up shit. Like, people be like, "Oh, my internet has been working for days, blah, blah, blah." Or, "I am having problems emailing people," and here's the copy of the email, and winds up they're blacklisted and shit like that. You know, real issues. And then there's spam, which you just throw in the spam catcher, like Cialis shit and stuff like that, right?
Levitra but then, can
there's
help
people
you please your
who
woman.
Say stuff that is absolutely incomprehensible, like, "Where I live."
Did you well, how did you respond?
I responded by saying, you know, "This is what Cablevision does. We provide support for such and such and such. We need more information right. to assist you. You can either contact us by email again or you can call us or use live support."
Tell me they replied
to
that.
"Have a great day."
Oh, yes.
What a job.
I didn't get any. Yeah, Austin was all like, "Yeah, next thing you know, you're going to get something stupid like, 'What a job.'" So that's my place of occupation. Sucking dicks. Okay? That's it.
I wow. In, out, in, out, in, out.
And a 1400, which is perfect score.
What?
I don't even feel like talking about that. That's insider shit.
Tony, what is your real life motivation?
Well, I used to be a head paralegal for a company that I'll call, this is a made up name now, Chase Manhattan Bank.
Dude, you should have said like Face Manhattan.
Well, I think they heard every name in the book from me, so.
Face Ban Batten Hank.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Base Champ Back and Dank.
Lady Smith, Black Mambaza.
Jace Van Dacken Champ.
Cock and Brunch Rupture Champ. Hound.
I work for Chase and Mr. Hatton Bank.
I work at Base and Back and Tramp Stamp.
Chase Man Rapist.
Oh, God. Chase Man Rapist.
So,
chase that man, he's a rapist!
Bank.
So yeah, that was up until the collapse of the World Trade Center, of which I had the opportunity of being at, which was very, very good in my life.
Yeah.
And after that, I developed a series of health problems. Some of them stemming from problems I had from birth.
Heart!
And others that just cannot be explained.
Heart!
So, you know, so after that, I've been what is called...
Heart!
...liability. So I... can't really, really hold down a full-time job.
Or
this is why, and this is why I don't pay you for
yeah,
this. I
exactly.
don't pay myself, so whatever.
Exactly. Actually, this has been the most steady stint of work I've ever had.
Well, you'll get more. Mm.
Yeah.
We got
yeah,
some
so
guys
you better
in
pay
the back
me.
Who
soon.
Want to see the girls.
But on the if there is a silver lining to that, you have ample time to experience the games that we talk about.
To play nothing but games, and that's what I do. And I do it very, very well.
Hell yeah.
So I do it well!
Fucking phone!
Where I live!
Where I
where
live.
I live.
Where
so,
I live.
So yeah, I have about 27, 28 years of video game experience. All the way from the Vector Game arcade games. Vector Graphics, actually.
Star Wars Vector. Arcade!
Woo! Woo! And other such crappy games. And all the way
I like
up
Star Wars
into...
Arcade.
Huh?
I said I like Star Wars Arcade, but go ahead.
It was alright.
It was okay.
All the
it
way
was
up
just
to
okay.
now.
All the way up to now where arcades have pretty much been phased out in my life. Yeah. Death of the arcades pretty much happened when they invented a very good system called Neo Geo.
330 Mega Pro Gear spec.
And I said, wow, I could have an arcade game at home that plays shit. Let me just stick with a console that plays non-arcade games, but I have more fun at. You know, and I don't have to pay $200 for. So that's pretty much it. And ever since the PlayStation 1, I haven't touched an arcade game.
Arcades miss you.
Well, what am I really missing anyway?
Nothing.
A dick.
Bam!
Owned.
Twats and bangers! No, I...
Twangers!
So, yeah. Video games, I would love to make it my life, but it's not, and eventually I'm going to have to become a viable piece of the economic puzzle, of which I'm not right now. So there you go. Oh, well, I'm a drummer, too.
Nice. Well, we'll get to that also in a little bit. Me, I am what they call a consultant, which means that I am also a mental masturbator of clientele, and a faker of stuff like Ethan does. really?
We are professional liars.
I'm a bullshit artist.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
There's a bone in this house.
But consultant really means anything. And the closest parallel I have to the closest tangible parallel I have to that for people to understand what I do is what Ethan was already talking about. I actually used to work for Ethan, and those were the darkest 2 years of my life.
I only remember
my asshole hurts so much.
Remember,
I can't walk anymore.
Austin, shut up,
Tony.
First time I saw you, you were playing Go with Ethan. That's a hard job.
Yeah, Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan is.
I know.
Mr.
For all
Go.
Austin's complaints, man, Jesus.
Yeah, but when you shove those Go pellets up assholes, that wasn't the appropriate behavior at work. And
you begged me.
You're right.
Anything except the game.
Hey, Austin,
stick him in my ass.
Pellets up your butt.
That's what he called me, Othello.
But what you know? What he does? You know, making custom software for companies that need it. You know, the companies don't have their own internal personnel to say, okay, you know, make us this shit, you know, because we need to improve our business processes. So they get someone like the company that Ethan and I used to work, Ethan works at and I used to work at to make that software. So where I work now, it's called Accenture. You may have seen that stupid Tiger
Tiny,
Woods commercials.
Tiny, itty-bitty company.
Tiny, really small company. They got Tiger Woods on a whim. They
Austin shares a cube with Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah,
I'm
he's cool.
To say for shizzle.
His wife is hot.
I'll tell you said so. I'll tell you said
so. Thou shalt not covet thy other person's wife.
Thy other person.
Or some shit like that. Cinco de Mayo! What? I'm sorry.
So, we do software, but that's not, you know, all of it. It's also from the very root of the business process. So companies, like, want to save money. They want to streamline the process. So we go in and we say, you should do this. You should do this. And then that's when the kicker comes in and said, and we can help you do it with this. And then they, you know, present this shiny little box of bullshit software that says, we can do this. We can build this for you. And
I have a shitty idea.
Yeah.
And I could make it shittier.
Basically. And so, you know, we go in and we implement the strategy that we tell them we should make. They should take. And then we implement the software that strategy hinges on. If it's software, sometimes it's not software. Sometimes it's something else. And then afterwards, we bring in our support contractors to help them do support. We're the type of people who actually cost people jobs. If you ever seen Office Space, that's an over-glorified,
over-dramatic.
A very, very humorous, over-dramatic take on what we do. I mean, like, at the end of the day, when we help save people money, that half the time that means that we also do something or make something that eliminates, like, a lot of jobs. I've made it no secret that I want to write in the video game industry, at least even if it's just a freelancing thing. You know, that's what I want to do, not do this. Whatever. The perks are that, you know, I actually fly out every Monday to the client site, which is in Illinois, and I fly back every Thursday, which is tiring, but then you get the free miles, and then you
and
get
that
the
is fucking
free,
awesome.
The free hotel points, and they give you money every day because you're out of your home state, so you need to eat. You know, so they give you a per diem. And so I've basically sold my soul to the devil for the past couple of years. And after I get just a little bit more money and I get a few more miles, then I'm going to try to buy it back. Yeah.
With miles.
That's what I do.
AmericanAirlines.com. Buy life back. 70,000
points. www.aa.com. You see your soul in a jar. Only costs you 666 million points. Buy it now.
Yes, please. Moving on to our other interests, so work is work. That's what we do to make money. But Tony mentioned that you were a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
I didn't know you wanted me to embellish.
Embellish.
Yeah, sure. I'm a drummer with a bad ticker, and I do very well. So we had a band for about 2 or 3 years that has gone defunct because our lead guitarist decided to drop baby batter into his girl. And, you know, that ends that.
Is she pregnant again?
Huh?
Is she pregnant again?
No, she's not pregnant again. That was the first time she's pregnant. If she's pregnant again, then he's really done. What's funny is that he still wanted to continue going on with band, even though he had no job, no prospects, and a baby on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, no, that's not
going to
be
feasible. Is he going to give birth through his ass?
We said goodbye to the band last year, July.
Oh, is that recent?
And, yeah, unfortunately, I have not touched a drum set ever since, and I'm really, really hurting about it, because I thought I was pretty damn good. Right, Ethan?
Nope.
I didn't suck that much.
You were fucking horrible. I've never heard anybody worse than you.
Hey, Tony.
Let me tell you, so there's a little background here. Tony and I were in a band with the same guitarist that he was in the new band with. And I got to tell you, I carried that band.
With like, what? What do you do?
He had
do you play the cymbals?
He was
a rhythm guitarist.
I, no,
let me tell you something.
I played the triangle. And
you suck.
No wonder that band disbanded.
Shut up.
The backbone of the band.
Yeah, whatever. He was a rhythm guitarist that had a penchant for flange and chorus and delay, which he was very, very proficient at, and he made some really, really good music, I have to say. Even though his skills were totally suck-ass, he really did make up for his imagination with those pedals.
My skills...
And we made some pretty interesting
were
songs.
...were so advanced that Tony couldn't even recognize how advanced it was and just thought of them as simple.
I remember us throwing you out of the band. That's
what I remember is that band died because somebody decided to piss off a singer and take a shit on her face.
Whoa.
And that person was Tony.
Whoa.
What?
Tony killed the band.
Whoa. Tony took a shit on his own face?
Sounds like Shiza to me.
Yeah, it was. It was a Shiza video.
Man, when you need a German Shiza video.
I'm just waiting for Ethan to come up with something good.
I did. Fucking faggot.
That wasn't good, dude.
So Tony has Tony was in a band. He's a drummer, and someone else is also a musician.
Huh?
Is it
That's right, bitch. Talk about
Dredders?
It.
What?
You.
Dredders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, and take this time to pimp the band. Website also.
Oh yeah. SavioMusica.com.
Say that again.
As you say
it.
In English, XavierMusica.com.
XAV. As in vagina. XAVIER MUSICA. Javier Musica.
Pronounce that Xavier.
Xavier. JavierMusica.com. Al's on one of the dreads, and you play which guitar?
The lead guitar.
Play the lead guitar, which means you bust out nasty-ass solos that are awesome.
I try. I'm going to bust out a particularly nasty solo tonight. Out of my ass. No, let me stop.
Are you going to play the Happy Cloud song tonight?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, damn it. Happy Cloud, if you're out there, we're sorry.
Yeah. I am going to do something pretty cool. I wrote something for one of the songs we're playing. Well, tonight we have a show, and next Saturday we have a show. Next Saturday we're unveiling a song that I wrote. That first song I wrote in like 4 years. Ever since, 2001, when Senor World Trade Center went down. I wrote a song about that, and I haven't really written a full song since. And this song pays a little bit of homage to The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
You combine the two ideas?
No, it has nothing to do
with... No, the music. See, the
if
solo.
You know how to understand language, I said I have not written a song since.
You guys
since.
Need to understand how to understand a joke.
Ethan! Ridiculous is not spelled with an E.
Jesus Christ. You guys are retarded.
We're retarded.
Yeah.
Ethan,
it's a joke.
So goddamn serious.
Dude, I got a fucking deadpan the joke or else it's not going to work.
Is this thing called sarcasm?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't seem to understand it very well.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you definitely seem to know sarcasm 101.
Oh, I do.
You have passed. Yeah,
do you ladies need a room?
I'll fuck all
got
of
some
you,
Trojans and KY if you need it.
Yeah, we
and
can
some
scissor.
Fist and glue.
Scissor?
Oh, scissor.
What the hell?
Oh, dear God. Talk about the band. Please stop with the shit.
Anybody saw South Park a couple weeks ago?
That's yeah, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, awesome. I know. Oh god.
Yeah. So I I was gonna say, Tony, we should make a band like the White Stripes. We call it the Black Stripes. it's just a guitar and drums. Hey, and maybe you could wear a wig. You could be a chick.
Actually, and, he's no, not we'll white. We'll call it the Dreaded Heart. How
yeah,
about
the voice.
That?
The Dreaded Heart.
The Dreaded Heart.
And if you could do White Stripes covers.
Oh God, no! Please, do not lump me in with Meg White ever, ever, ever.
Oh man, she's so simple.
What? I don't know. And their ex-wife and you know, and he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna keep you in this band because I'm really holding it together, and you're just cute.
Yeah.
You know, in a very, very non-cute kind of way, and mm-hmm. you're a girl and you play drums, so that's our marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, awesome. Do you do anything outside of work and
nope.
play? Nope.
He plays
I mean, can't
jockey.
You tell?
That's what he does.
Every week is like, what have you been playing? I've been
conference.
Playing.
I play chess.
Board meeting
I've
version
been,
5.
I've been playing browning up my bowl.
I play solitaire on the toilet.
Oh, that's another interest. He likes the upper deck.
I do love the upper decking, man. I go to random people's houses. I just upper deck all over the place.
At this time,
I play chess.
You just stay home and slap bladder all day. That's what you do.
Slap
bladder. I don't even know what that means, but that's what you do.
Dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. No,
like
Ethan
substance.
Ethan has outside interests. For instance, helping me out in my stupid shit. He helped me put together my computer. Let's see. He got me out of prison.
What?
Unfortunately, not before the rape. But, you know, he did get me out of... Come on! Give me something! All right. Anyway, he does...
It ain't cool to be no jive turkey around Christmas time.
I'm actually his extracurricular activity. Him
really?
Helping me out with stupid shit, that's... Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant other extracurricular. Never mind.
No, we're not...
I like to ride motorcycles.
Oh, there you go.
See, well, this is my fucking other interest. The website and the podcast and everything. Probably been my other interest for the past, I don't know how long.
Cello.
Yeah, but I haven't, I will talk about that. I haven't touched it in a while, though.
I was a flautist.
He was a flautist, Peter. A flautist. I started this, I think, Al will have to help me out remembering exactly which year we started this. 02 or 01, I think it was 02. And
he's chowing down on a hot pocket.
He's currently
eating.
This was back in the year when they first fucked.
You don't want to do podcasts?
You want chopstick cast? What? And yeah, I mean, it's been all about writing and improving writing and seeking other ways to get into some kind of writing. It doesn't have to be video games. You know, it could just as easily be sports. But this has been my main interest outside of work. In terms of like a hobby that I do. And I also used to play the cello. I had played it since I was 5 all the way up until high school. Then I stopped because college was there. And then in my third year of college, I was like, my second year, I was like, I need an easy A. And it just so happened that my old cello teacher was teaching at NYU. So I was like, hey, remember me? Yeah, let's have some lessons.
Get that A.
Yeah, and so he was like, all right, and I got my A. And I played it for another year, and I haven't played it since. I've had the nerdy, the overly nerdy urge to cello-ize many famous game songs, but I never got up the gumption, and I don't have good recording studio material.
I'm pretty sure as an Asian, you're not even allowed to say gumption.
Gumption? Gumption, gumption? Gumption, gumption, gumption? Gumption? Shut up, white man. Shut up, white man. It's the last time I actually played the thing seriously was... Must have been sophomore year in college. It's kind of regrettable, though, because it's a good instrument. It's a good instrument.
You stopped?
And I was good at it, and I'm not good anymore.
You stopped because of Cinco de Mayo! What?
Boo!
All right, Tony's going to shut the fuck up right now.
Yeah, that blew
God
dick.
Damn it! I'm underappreciated.
Jesus Christ.
That's it.
So, Jew Boy, what do you like outside of games in terms of entertainment?
School.
That's
you don't
entertaining.
Like school.
I do like school.
Oh, you didn't even talk about that in your what your other interests were because you said nothing. But you are going to school again. For what?
If you have to think about it, you're failing.
Myself? Business.
There you go.
So you're getting your MBA. Do you know what are you focusing in?
Probably it's either going to be entrepreneurship or IT.
Entrepreneurs. How is it treating you since you take night classes?
I sure do. It's hard. But it's fun. It really is. And in fact, I think it inspires me to do better work.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it tires you out, you take a minute and you get out of your regular day-to-day life and you learn about cool stuff that other people are doing and other people have done and shit that's totally different than what you're doing, like finance, accounting,
finance.
Which can be really, really, really stupid, but at the same time, sometimes really interesting. And corporate social responsibility, which is good and it's important. And so you kind of
like you're
dealing with issues that real people should be dealing with.
All right.
And it's cool.
So now that we're done with that interest, entertainment and school is not entertainment. Well, it could be.
I just love Oreo cookies.
Shut up. So
that's because you like the white in the middle.
The creamy center.
That white creamy center.
I want a hot pink center. Cookies. Don't we all?
I practice my fellatio on a cannoli.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so Ethan.
Yes.
What are your entertainment interests outside of games? Do you follow any sports?
I like to read
like
the paper.
Do you like curling?
I like playing softball and baseball when I got the opportunity, which is really rare.
That was
last
awesome.
Time was with Tony and his.
The weather's good now.
Yeah, I know. It's really. I really actually should join some kind of league or something because it's a lot of fun. I used to play a lot of Little League baseball and went to baseball camp and. It was fun. Played
as an adult
baseball in high school. As an adult,
you went to Little League as an adult. Never mind. Go on.
Yeah, I did. You know, that's
you
where all the young hot kids are.
You like the boys?
Oh boy,
I'm a big fan of the 12-year-old boys. That's right. Oh yeah, check out registersexoffender.com. My name's in the top.
Right.
In glitter.
Ding, ding.
Oh my
sparkle,
God!
Sparkle.
Yeah.
You know, that attracts the youngins, doesn't glitter.
Oh, like shiny! Want man!
But I like movies.
What kind?
Narrow it down. Be specific.
Movies?
That's almost like saying...
Narrow it down. I like movies.
I like shorts.
Watching movies. I do kind of like shorts.
Genre, preference.
No genre,
do you like
no
stupid
preference.
Movies? Like...
I like good movies. I do like stupid movies. I like them all, really.
Stupid movies such as The Fast and the Shittiest.
I even have a spot in my heart for The Fast and the Bitiest.
Yeah.
Two.
It's horrible.
Japanese Drift.
Terrible.
Japanese
Drift. Oh, Drift Tokyo. Rejoresa.
I like reading the newspaper a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I spend probably 2 hours a day reading the paper.
So you keep abreast.
Wow. And that's
current.
Just the first page.
Yes. Yeah. That's just the first word. Dude, it's me, a paper, and a dictionary. We hang out, you know what I mean?
Brr. What kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, all kinds. Everything except rap and country.
So that's not all kinds.
All right. Everything except rap and
there
country.
You go. Thank you.
All kinds. Except.
Well, I don't consider rap and country music, so all kinds.
Wow. That's.
Hey, you grew up listening to Kenny Rogers. Guess what? That's country boy.
And thus I rebelled against it. If I saw Kenny Rogers right now, I swear to God I'd kill him.
You're so stupid. Oh, God.
Fuck. That's it, really. I like playing games, man. If I have time, that's like, if I have time and I can do something for like more than 2 hours and it's up to me what I do, I play video games.
Wow, period. You're such an introverted loser who doesn't like the world. Are you going to go shoot up a school now?
No, he's going to draw up a map.
He's going to draw a Quake map and get it. Yeah.
That's right.
We're talking about that later. So what about you, Tony?
Me?
It's definitely not all just games. I know.
No, it's definitely not. I do. Actually like to critique movies. I'm not going to talk about the most recent one ever. But I will talk about... talk about, like, certain movies that I'm into. Like, I'm into the drama movies, but, like, the drama movies centered around actors. Like, for instance, 12 Angry Men, Glengarry Glen Ross...
Oh, those are two great
Usual
movies.
Suspects. You know, movies that showcase the actor's ability to make you believe what the fuck is happening.
Old
I am
school.
Not into any Nicolas Cage movies.
Wedding Crashers.
What?
Nothing.
Old school Wedding Crashers.
40-Year-Old Virgin on the DVD, you know, the unrated version.
You motherfucker! Wow.
What was that? That to me is what I what I like to talk about, because I just don't understand how you have a theatrical version which is nowhere near as funny as the unrated version, and it was not anything in the unrated version that they couldn't release in the movies. I'm also...
Time constraints. People are anal about time constraints, which is stupid.
So, oh, yeah, that's why they didn't see The Lord of the Rings. Fuck them!
So, wait a minute.
I hate it.
Wait a minute. Can I just stop this for a second?
Yeah?
There's more in the unrated version?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
wow, man. You need to see that shit.
Holy man, because I'm already a fan of that movie. And all right.
Are you crazy?
All right, I think I'm going to use my Best Buy gift card and get that.
Yeah,
you know how I can tell that you're gay.
You're holding each other.
You better.
Also,
oh, my
holding
God.
Each other ever so softly. So soft. You know? Each other on the back.
I also,
cameo
like
from
to,
Mortal Kombat.
I like to critique what's supposed to be blockbuster movies. Like, for instance, if anybody saw M. Night Shyamalan's Signs and The Village, I hated them both. And I left the theater very, very angry, ready to punch a priest right in his fucking gut. It was just that fucking bad. It's those caliber of movies that I just reel on. And, yeah, so I like critiquing movies. I'm into rock music. Not necessarily heavy rock music, although I listen to that, too. My influences are...
You love Danzig.
Mother!
I will hurt you. Never mention that name again. I will hurt you.
Mother,
what
my
stupid
way.
Fucking song that was. What the? Ugh! Such a terrible song.
Is that
and,
like
you
his
know,
only
there's
song?
Been a lot of terrible songs like that. Like, I'm not sure if you ever heard of Soul Asylum. This was back in my high school days. Soul Asylum had these songs called Black Gold and, you know, some other bullshit song. And the lead singer couldn't sing it for shit. And everybody was like, oh my God, this is a great band. I'm like, I felt like the only one in the world that could see right through this bullshit, you know? Only because he had long hair and he was standing in the VO, you know, with shirtless and everything, and got the girl swooning. That's the only reason why they even had a shot. That's it, you know?
Swivel your hips like David Lee Roth. Swivel.
Mm. So, yeah, my influences are Dave Matthews Band, Tool. I actually trained myself to do drums, you know, modeling after Danny Carey from Tool. So I played, like, a lot of double bass. I'm sorry?
Huh? Go on.
So, yeah, and Dave Matthews Band, well, what can I say about the drummer from there?
Yes! Yes!
Dick.
Yes!
So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, don't you
and other than video games, what else? Huh?
Don't you like show tunes and shit?
Why do you have to bring that up, huh?
Come on, man.
You like show tunes?
It's an interest. That's something that makes you
unique. Bye-bye, Birdie!
God damn it. I don't feel like being outed on a cast, all right? I'm married. Happily. No.
What's his name?
No, yeah, he's right. I do like
shows. Was it done in New Jersey?
Huh? Anyway, so, yeah, most recently, Rent,
Hairspray's coming out in the movie soon.
Fuck that. you know, Phantom of the Opera. One of my favorite plays of all time was Miss Saigon. Yeah. And if anybody hasn't seen it, go see Avenue Q. Awesome.
Yeah, I gotta see
The internet is for porn.
The internet is for porn.
Porn!
Double click and grab your dicks for porn. Porn.
Porn!
Yeah,
so Al. Or were you done, Tony? I'm sorry. I just want to make sure
No, I'm done. Those are my interests and
yeah, I just threw one in.
Porn?
No. Show soon.
Porn.
Gay porn. Sheep porn.
Wow. Go on, Al. Throw one in.
Poop.
Poop is your... That's great. You play with feces.
Oh, me? Awesome. No, I threw one in for him.
What?
The show tunes thing.
Yeah. I know, but you...
Oh,
you
now it's your turn.
Oh, it's my
turn. Pay attention. Stop eating.
Oh, huh?
By the way, that's one of his interests. Eating.
Yeah, I love... Oh, man. Food.
Bacon.
Food is like a second life.
Pork chops.
I got some pork chops in the freezer, too. I can't wait to break those bad boys out, put them on the freaking fryer.
I got some shit in my pocket that'll clean your teeth.
It's called a toothbrush.
For anybody who doesn't remember that,
oh, what?
Go back to our Nintendo Wii launch coverage and look at part 2 of our video coverage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what Al would do to anybody who would try to steal his wiener. But go on.
Yeah, so I...
Besides eating.
I like movies. I like music. I like et cetera. in terms
it's not vague at all.
When it comes to movies, I like action flicks and fantasy shit. Like, I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings and
transportation's a very serious business.
Yeah, I love Transporter. I enjoyed Crank.
So you like shit
Crank
films?
Crank was fucking great.
Yeah, Crank was awesome. I like stupid movies that don't make any sense. I like stupid things that don't make any sense because they're funny to me.
So go see Dirty Love.
What the fuck is that?
That's Jenna McCarthy. Jenny McCarthy's.
I don't like that bitch.
Really bad directorial.
No.
You're like what?
No.
He said, "I don't like that bitch."
I mean, there are certain things that are bad that I like, and then there are certain things that are just bad. Music, yeah. I listen to different kinds of music. I used to say I listen to everything except country, but I could probably listen to a good country song every now and then if it's country blues.
Love my woman right in my daughter's tits. What?
Exactly.
Wow. Huh?
What does that mean?
I don't know. But
it's country.
But I like blues, I like jazz, I like heavy metal, I like hip hop, but old hip hop, because new hip hop really sucks since they don't know how to make anything original.
Goodbye bye.
Yeah, I like all different kinds of metal. Like my influences were in the beginning, Metallica and more Metallica.
Yeah.
More Metallica.
I was really big into alternative at first. I used to be a big fan of Nirvana and Alice in Chains.
Pearl Jam. Master of
Pearl
Buckets.
Jam and shit. Master of
You were
Fuckets.
Into Pearl Jam?
Huh?
Pearl Jam?
A little bit. I've gotten a little bit more into Pearl Jam, but I don't know. Their song's a hit and miss for me.
Pearl Jam bites it.
First album. Pearl Jam bites it. Their first album.
They suck.
Everything after that just...
I'm in pain, and I'm going to kill myself. Oh, I don't
care.
Was
their first album 10?
I don't give a shit.
I'm sorry?
Was their first album 10?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know it was their first album, because that album was like the shit, and everything else
was
just
like
hit or
miss. What was the fucking name there? Original band. It was with another lead singer.
The Line Between Balls.
It was Pretty Flowers.
Like, it's Between Balls.
Pretty Flowers.
No, before that was like... underground, same thing with Soundgarden, you know, it was like underground, but once they got the 10 album, that was with Eddie Vedder, and it just blew up.
Yeah.
It was Mother Love Bone.
Okay, I know you're talking about.
Mother Love
Bone.
Yeah, so then as time went by, I started getting into all kinds of weird tech shit and weird power shit. No, not techno.
Okay.
Like, I got into this band. I used to talk to this Nordic girl. I guess you call it Nordic. Norwegian.
Nordic. Norwegian.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had really big tatas. And,
Nordic track.
She got me into
Evelyn,
this,
you there?
No. she got me into this Italian band called Rhapsody, which is now called Rhapsody of Fire. They do, like, metal, but it sounds like Lord of the Rings shit and, like, Braveheart shit. Then I got into this band, Meshuggah.
So they have bagpipes?
Sometimes. But it's mostly like orchestra and choir behind the heavy metal guitar and keyboards and vocals and shit. It's really good shit if you're into that shit. And
you would like Man of War then?
Yeah, I do like Man of War actually. And there's this other group called Hammerfall, which I really need to get into.
Yeah, I heard.
I just got into this group called Dragon Force, which... they play similar kinds of shit, but it's not like fantasy. It's just speed, general crazy speed shredding, unbelievable. First guy from Hong Kong I ever saw play guitar, like it was his bitch.
What's my name? Hong Kong guy. What's my name? Hong Kong guy.
You should check out a band called Between the Buried and Me, and they have this song called All Bodies. It's just amazing. If you like guitar solos, if you like drum solos, if you like anything, this song has it. It's awesome.
What is it?
Between the Buried and Me, All Bodies.
You're gonna have to email that to me or some shit.
Oh yeah, sure. I'll do that. Yeah.
But just to finish off, I like Dream Theater, like progressive technical shit.
Mm. Forgot Dream Theater. Fuck.
And one of my guys at work is trying to get me into Rush.
Wabazi.
Which is just classic rock, old school shit. Which is I like the show.
I don't like Rush. I never understood it.
I think you either get it or you don't get it.
Well, that's all. They also have the same problem with Dream Theater in that the lead singer's voice.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only reason why they're not like. Well, Rush is, you know, pretty big, but Dream Theater should be like epic.
Yeah, they should.
They should be up there in the echelon of fucking band players ever. You know, but they're not.
Yeah, probably. Because everybody else is freaking awesome.
Please.
I mean,
Petrucci? You should model yourself after... If you model yourself after Petrucci... Yeah, if you model yourself after him, you're on the right track.
Yep, that's...
He is amazing.
That's what I'm starting to do now, man. I don't know. Let's see. Is there any et cetera that I want to talk about? I like long walks on the beach.
I like walking in the rain.
What a dick in my ass.
Whoa.
You do?
We don't need to deal with these alternative lifestyles.
Mr. Tony, we never knew.
Tony, sir.
We know just the person for you.
I was talking about Al. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
He was talking about himself.
Yes.
Yeah, so I like to collect video games and stuff.
What a dick in my ass.
What a dick in Tony's ass. And
whose?
I have a bad habit of buying games because I'm afraid that they won't be sold anymore. I
have the same problem.
But it's actually true that I call it Konami-cision.
Yeah.
Because Konami is like the biggest known company to just halt their titles and you just won't see them anymore. So I have a lot of games I haven't played, but I will get to them. It's just that I need to have them so that I can play them when I want to. So instead of paying $80 on eBay for it.
Right.
I think I'm done.
Done.
Who's left?
Ethan.
No.
Oh, no. Ethan talked. What? You.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody's
shit,
done.
That's right. I just want to go to sleep.
Fiffin.
I like the other guys, I like movies and music. Yeah. No, movies are very... I started to take them way too seriously for my own good. I find it very hard to just sit back and enjoy movies nowadays because there are a lot of things about them that bother me. I start looking for... Like, I guess like Tony, like I look at it with the mindset of critiquing. Not on purpose, I just do. But I don't actually critique them. Like, I don't write reviews or anything on that. Although, once in a while, I will. But, like, I don't know. Like, my preferences range wildly. It doesn't really matter what genre it is. I'll likely watch it unless it's a chick flick or a stupid comedy.
You mean you didn't like Ice Queen? Come
What's
on.
Ice Queen?
Princess Diaries 1 and 2?
Huh?
Chick flicks.
Oh. Well,
yeah,
then,
chick flicks,
yeah, no. like stupid comedies, for example, and I'm going to use the word chicken and White Chicks by the Wayans brothers. No, I'm not going to watch that shit.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Anything by the Wayans brothers besides Don't Be a Menace.
Right.
It's not worth
that
it.
Scary Movie 1 and 2.
Scary Movie 1 was all right. You know, I'll go with that.
You don't like 2 that much?
I wasn't into Scary Movie at all.
I don't think I saw 2. I don't know. I just saw 1. But parodies and spoofs usually don't go well with me unless it's Spaceballs.
God, that was a good movie.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was a Naked Gun.
I actually saw that again. I didn't like it.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
I guess because, like, it's so dated, the humor. Like, it was, like, way back when, you know, and it was funny because I was a kid. And now I like
Yeah, but Airplane was funny when I was a kid, and I watch it now, and it's fucking funnier.
Really?
Yeah.
But, all right. Yeah, it's depending on how you see the humor, whatever. But I think for some reason, like, I like fantasy epics, but for some reason, I cannot stand The Lord of the Rings. I can't. I don't know why. I just can't.
Didn't you say something about...
Is it because they didn't wear shoes?
Much, like, stale development?
Is it? Maybe that was it. I might have known better at the time when I was watching them. If that's what I told you, that's
yeah,
what
Yeah, that's
it
what you were telling me. It was
like
they spent too much time just, like, staying in the same place talking about the trees and shit. And I could totally understand that, but I was all like...
Sperm! For example, like, I like Star Wars. I'm not a huge fan of them. I don't follow them religiously. I don't read the fiction in the bookstore. I don't have a huge problem with the original trilogy. I don't have a problem with the new trilogy as much as...
What?
No. Hear me out. Okay. I don't have the fanboys problem. For example, the one who says, oh, George Lucas keeps on trying to change this, and it shouldn't be like this. They can't change this lore. It's the Force is not about having stuff in your blood. I don't give a shit about that.
I was
don't
ready
give
to
a
say
shit
it.
About that.
I was going to say, Force is not about Midichlorian count.
Yeah, that's... Like, I don't care. I dislike much of the new trilogy because they're just bad movies. They're poorly made.
They're terrible.
They're poorly
they're
acted. They're poorly directed. They're poorly written. All they are very pretty. And to be honest with you, I do like just looking at them because they are good looking. They are very pretty movies. So, you know, they hold some merit for me. But, like, I mean, so, for example, here's a big clue as to what my movie tastes are like. When Gladiator won Best Picture, I thought that was the biggest farce in movie history.
Yep. Yes,
Traffic,
I agree.
In my opinion, Traffic was highly superior, and it actually remains one of my favorite movies ever. And
you
that's
didn't
not
think,
and that's not a popular choice, really. And I recognize that's not a really popular choice, but there were a lot of things about Traffic that I appreciated, and I guess that's how I go into movies. I look for things that I can appreciate, and you know, just kind of see the artistry that goes into a movie, and that's what mm-hmm. I really like the most. You know, now some people are going to say, "What about the effects in Gladiator?" Hey, fine, I'll give you that, but whatever.
What effects?
You know, it's the same effects we've been seeing since Braveheart. A movie that did it better without computers.
Yeah, much more superior movie. You can't put them in the same.
Right.
You can't put them in the same league. You just can't. Gladiator should not have.
I liked the movie. I didn't think it was the best picture. I didn't think it's one of my favorites. I like the movie. I own it, but it's not.
I thought it was overrated.
I agree.
Totally overrated.
I agree with you. Kind of like an anomaly, but I'm a huge fan of the Matrix trilogy, even though by my own admission the second and third ones are very poorly made movies. They're like Star mm-hmm. Wars, they're poorly acted, they're poorly written, they're poorly balanced, they're just bad movies. But I, unlike Star Wars, I just really like something about the mythos and the backstory about that movie that makes me appreciate it. So, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone to put it on their lists, but personally, I like them. And, you know, there's some anomalies like that stick out. You know, once in a while, the kind of bad movie or cheesy movie that's out there that I'll still like somehow. The Blade trilogy comes out as an example, too. They're okay, but they're really fun
Blade
action.
Blade 1 was good.
Right.
Yeah,
Blade 1
like
was good. Blade 2 kind of fell off a little bit. I mean, it
well,
was okay,
I still
liked, but too
yeah.
much chop sake.
Well, I still liked, that's what I liked about it. I liked the action, and you know, by contrast, I hated The Scorpion King, which was a similar type of action that some people are like, oh, it's fun, it's The Rock. No, it's not. No, it's stupid.
Holy fucking shit.
It's stupid.
I can't even believe you mentioned that.
But, Before I go on with my entertainment interests, I think Ethan was trying to say something.
Nope.
This is when I was talking about The Matrix.
I agree with what you said about The Matrix, except for the fact that I don't think the third one was as poorly made as the second one.
No, I agree.
But you're right. And there's something about The Matrix that is probably one of the best movies ever made.
Well, I think for you it bears particular interest because you studied philosophy. And there are a lot of differing. The Matrix is basically like a white paper on philosophies and how they work, I guess, if you look deep enough. And I think
to me, it matches particularly well with my vision of what mankind is hoping to accomplish and like where we're going and what the use of technology will wind up being. The only thing, and it just puts it into a cool story that winds up being entertaining. I have no real belief that there will ever be any kind of computers that will use humans as batteries, and I think it's funny. It's the whole idea behind it, how they did it, and being able to put that in such a message that like pop culture can kind of put its hands around. That's huge because you're really starting to introduce something that's realistically possible into the masses, and it's fucking sweet.
Aside from movies, music, I actually have a very, very close-minded, very small catalog of music that I like. It's really strange. It's a really strange mix too. You know, as a cellist, you know, growing up, I listened to a lot of classical music. And when I say classical, I mean that in the broad sense, not just the classical era, because a lot of people mistake classical music as meaning everything that involves a string orchestra, which is not true. But that's the popular usage of the word, so I'll go with it. I don't really dive deep into it. I don't know more of the obscure composers. I just know the ones I like. Some of them are more obscure than the popular, Beethoven and Mozart. You know, I like more than that. But I'm not a historian of that type of music, and I basically just, mostly I just like what I've played, really, as part of an orchestra and as a cellist myself. I hate modern music that uses traditional instruments because I used to play in a piano trio, and we were good enough to be commissioned to play a commission piece, which is basically, you know, some new up-and-coming composer, pays money for an organization or something like that, pays money or gets money or whatever to write a piece and have someone, like, debut it. We debuted this awful, awful, awful modern piece of music that was just like, blink, 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 blink,
blink, blink, blink. You can't decline that stuff.
Blink, blink.
I'm like, nah, man. This shit is
shitty. We were like 15, and we were part of this organization. We had
some genius. Yeah, you're like 15. You're like, wow.
No, I was 15, and I was like, this guy's an idiot. But to be honest with you, when you're 15 and you're part of like a youth orchestra, chamber music type thing, and they pick you to play a commission piece, no matter how shitty it is, that's like a really great honor. Mm-hmm. Because it's like they think you're good enough to play this. Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, you know, we'll give it a shot, but it sucks. And like my girlfriend at the time, who was the pianist, was like, can we like just drop the group because I don't want to play this at all. And I was like, yeah, it was that
so
bad.
Well, let's just put it this way. Put it in perspective. You were the backup dancers to Britney Spears.
Moving on. and aside from classical, I listen to a lot of hip-hop, but I listen to the shit that isn't necessarily in the clubs, because that shit bothers. It's like what Al said. I don't like the new stuff as much. And to take it further, I don't like the mainstream stuff. I don't like the club stuff, because... okay, so you're in a club with people, with friends, with girls, you want to dance. Okay, fine, that's fine, but I don't want to listen to that on my way to work, you know, in my MP3 player.
Right? Damn right.
That stuff is grating, it's mind-numbing. I actually prefer the... And people who don't know anything about rap are actually going to be surprised by this, and they'll probably think I'm lying, but there is rap out there that has depth to it with social commentary that's meaningful beyond just, I hate white people. There is that stuff out there, and if you don't know about it, now you know. That's the type of stuff I like to listen to, just, you know, what their mindset is, and they talk about social issues surrounding them current at the present day, and some people, yeah, could view it as, I hate whitey, but it's not all just that, you know? Outkast is one of my favorite groups because they talk on everything. They talk about the world, not just Black America, right? They don't just talk about that and what they're dealing with. They talk about the entire world, and they have very eclectic musical styles. They've been pushing the genre forward, and that's really one of the reasons why I like them, not just because of their words, but because of their music as well, which is really odd when you consider that people hear rap, and they're like, all it is just doom, 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 right? Mm-hmm. To have a group that actually plays, that actually has production that's musical is fantastic. The Roots come out as another group. They actually, a lot of their beats are live instruments, right? So they have someone on drums doing it, they have someone on the keyboards, they have someone like on a bass. Doing all the production, so it's not just like recycled beats from like old school songs from the 70s, which is what the majority of rap is today, which is what I can't stand.
Or stuff.
Or from a drum machine, right?
Drum machine, yeah.
And you know, and the Roots just, you know, they just have a good time, and that's why I like them. And that's not to say that you can't make great quote unquote music with a drum machine and recycled beats. Dr. Dre,
damn right,
is really good at making original music out of machines.
And Timbaland and
Missy. Everybody wants to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move. It's just a bunch of gibberish. Just
And yeah, I mean and yes, I do like some big name artists. Like for example, everybody's got to like Eminem at some. Well, you can love him or hate him, but I think he's very. I think he was very, very,
very
talented as in terms of writing his rhymes and stuff. Subject matter is a bit warped. Whatever, you know, he's a wordsmith. You know, that's what he is. I have a particular affinity for Nas because he, native New Yorker, you know, from Queens, you know, basically raps about a lot of stuff you can kind of identify with. Unlike Jay-Z, and I know everybody out in Brooklyn's going to hate me, but I can't stand Jay-Z anymore. I don't like him.
Anymore.
He was good when he was first coming out, like when he was an up-and-coming artist and, you know, he had some good songs. Now it's all just like... What's up? Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Beyonce.
God, I hate that shit. Bring your friends on stage and be like, yo, yo.
And I hate Beyonce, okay? I don't care how hot people think she is. She is the most self-centered, fucking like, you know, I'm the best, pay me money, I am the shit type of music.
Bootylicious.
I hate her.
She's hot.
God. I like me some DMX because he knows how to steal
cars. DMX is hot. DMX is bootylicious.
Don't talk about DMX on his podcast.
That boy don't know how to act.
Dark Man X. People know how to act. My career went down the tubes.
I was in a movie with Steven Seagal and...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jet Li.
I was in a movie called Belly. Belly. Wow. Anyway, and true to my biggest hobby, which is video games, I listen to video game music a lot, which is kind of nerdy, but I don't care.
I used to record it.
Shit. And particularly what's funny is that a lot of the genres that I don't listen to, such as rock or electronica, I have that genre in my MP3 player because they came from a video game. Like, I don't know, I never knew about, well, that this is a lie, I knew about a few of the songs, but not all of the songs in Guitar Hero, but I enjoy them now because they came from a game.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's the type of thing where I never would have listened to X song if it weren't for Y game.
Well, do you think also it's because you experienced them through playing the game?
It could be that as well. You know, it could be that as well. But, you know, there are a couple of things. That, like, like Sweet Child of Mine, okay? My sister used to listen to Guns N' Roses religiously.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I was like, it's okay. That's a cool song. You know, I grew up hearing that because my sister was listening to it. My sister was a big metal. She listened to that. She listened to Van Halen. She listened to Anthrax, Megadeth. She basically listened to your catalog of music
when
she was growing up in school. Mm-hmm. So I was exposed to that, but I never caught on to it. But outside of that, like I think we talked about video game music a couple episodes ago with the mailbag question, and yeah, you know, like a lot of music from RPGs I like. Music from fucking ActRaiser is awesome.
Mm, yeah, I was just listening to it the other day.
I got into like the techno shit from the Wipeout series, even though I don't like the games. You know, so it's like I don't listen to those genres. But they're in my iPod or they're in my MP3 player because of video games, and I don't have an iPod. I have something else. Outside of that, I watch a lot of basketball, a lot of playoff basketball. Not college, professional. I'm very anal about basketball. I have a very set way of what I like to see. I hate the Mavericks. I'm glad that they got eliminated. They're pieces of shit. Dirk Nowitzki is not an MVP. He's a sham. He's the softest player in the fucking league who gets popularity, and he shouldn't get the MVP award, but he probably is because everyone's like, oh, he shoots so well, blah, 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 blah. I hate him. He sucks. Dallas sucks. I'm glad Golden State beat them. Shut up. Okay, I'll clarify that.
Take your word for it.
The city Dallas does not suck. The city Dallas is cool. My best friend got married there. I've been there. It's a great city. I just don't like the team. Sorry. Moving on, when did we start playing video games, and what was our first exposure to games? Al?
I started playing games when I was a wee tyke.
A wee tyke?
Back in the days of little Pac-Man arcade boxes and Atari 2600s. Yeah, but I would have to say that my first remarkable video game experience was Christmas 85, when I got my Nintendo Entertainment System control deck with Zapper and Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. And that started the ball rolling. So basically my first real game was the Super Mario Brothers, even though I did play the old Mario Brothers arcade game beforehand.
Right.
But that didn't set me off.
Going around the wheel. Eden!
We woke him up.
Are you?
From his.
Dude, were you really sleeping?
Shut the fuck up, idiot.
You know why?
Shut the fuck up, you idiot.
Mario!
My first system was the Sega Master System.
Nice.
And all my friends had the Nintendo Entertainment System.
You black sheep.
And I remember actually I was pretty upset about it, but apparently the guys at the store convinced my parents that it had better graphics. So that's what they bought, and I spent the. I remember we were in a hotel. Traveling somewhere, going to somebody's wedding, and my parents went out, and they actually left me alone. I was pretty young in the room, and I figured out how to hook up to the hotel TV and played for like hours and hours and hours and hours while nobody was around for like the first night of my video game life. It was fucking awesome.
What were you playing?
Then,
do you remember?
I'm trying to remember what came with that system because that's all that I
Hang
had.
Hang on. And Safari Hunt.
And I don't remember.
What Hang was it? Hang on. And Safari Hunt.
Holy shit.
How do I know this?
It fucking takes me. How do you know that?
Because my uncle had a Master System, and I remember that in competition with Super Mario and Duck Hunt, they had Hang On and Safari Hunt. I used to play Hang On religiously. Yeah. Always get to the same part.
They
and
were good.
Is that what you were playing, Ethan? What you're playing?
Yeah. And then I remember also pining for the Nintendo because all my friends had it, and everybody was playing other cool stuff that I couldn't play. So a month or two after that, I kept begging, and he got me the NES as well.
Nice.
And the NES wound up just having way more games, and so that's the system I stuck with, and I just remember playing fucking Mario Brothers and Zelda.
But I liked a lot of the Sega Master System games, like My Hero.
Yeah, first one I played was Choplifter.
Fuck. I used to always get to like the last stage of failing that one, too.
I love the music on that game.
That was good.
That was the first music on a video game that I actually heard that I was like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, during that time, I think I picked up Pitfall 2, Lost Caverns for the Atari 2600, mm-hmm. and that became my favorite music. because it was
so Tony, first... when did you start playing games, and what was your first game? Oh wait, you're
I'm still with Ethan. You know, I'm just just bringing out that he's bringing up memories that are just fucking great.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, these are like I don't know. You always wind up comparing the experiences you have to those. And I just don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple combination of things. One, like, video games were still kind of new, so anything looked amazing. They could have put, like, poop on a stick and put it on the fucking TV, and I've been like, oh, this is amazing! And you're...
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You had some kind of control over shit that was going on the TV. It was fucking awesome. I'm just looking at a list now of stuff just to refresh my memory. I just remember playing Double Dragon, the original.
Mm.
Fuck.
Mm.
Which one? On arcade or NES?
No, on Sega.
On Sega, really?
Yeah,
on Sega.
I remember that one.
I didn't know the Master System.
And I remember the controller.
Right. The Master System had the original version.
Yeah.
And the Nintendo had this Trade West fucking knockoff.
Yeah.
Shut up, Austin. It had this Trade West knockoff that was so bad. Oh, my God.
And I'm looking at the Sega Master System controller.
Yeah.
How it
was a big round pad, like the D-pad was square.
Yeah, exactly.
With rounded corners.
And it had two buttons. Two buttons.
Yep.
So the NES
and start, I think.
No, no. The one button was start.
The one button was start. Yeah. It didn't have a button in the middle? Damn. Just two buttons and the pad.
That's it.
Same with the... Nintendo had start and select, didn't it?
Four buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Fucking amazing shit. And then after that, those lasted me all the way up until high school. And then when I went to boarding school, I had never really seen the power of like the personal computer. And 286s were currently the leading edge computer at that time.
Oh, I remember that,
And a friend of mine who we nicknamed Spanky because we caught him masturbating to digital woman.
Whoa.
Oh my
wait,
God.
Wait, was it a real one or was it a digitized?
No, it was a contrived one.
It wasn't even like a, this was before, like, the internet didn't really exist.
Oh, before
it did,
GIFs.
But, like, you didn't. Yeah, like it was maybe you had BBSs, so you could download porn on a bulletin board. But I don't know if he was that advanced.
GIFs.
So was it five-inch floppies that they?
No. It was a VGA drawn cartoon image of a woman.
Jerking off to that.
Like the one that Ferris Bueller drew.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was really funny. But I remember going into his room and he had Police Quest.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, that looks kind of cool. And I sat down. And this was on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
And when he wanted to come back and jerk off, you were still there.
No. And I started playing, and he went to bed. And I was playing at, like, this was probably, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I was playing at 10 or 11 o'clock the next morning when he woke up and played through the entire day and basically beat the game in a weekend.
Nice.
And
holy shit.
Then immediately called my father and said,
I need to upgrade a computer.
And back then it was complicated. You couldn't just... call Dell and like order a computer.
Nope.
Right.
Especially if you wanted a gaming computer, you needed to get spend $2,000. Yeah, and you had to get you had to name all the parts and then they did burn-in tests.
Compaq in the stores was like $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, he knew about like parts, so he would tell me like what to get. And I'm like, "Oh, this is tell me what to ask my parents for." And I begged and begged and begged and finally got a 386, because by then...
386, that was my first computer. 16 megahertz.
It was sweet, and I remember getting, playing Space Quest. A lot of the Quest games.
Roger Wilco!
My first playing, computer was Day of the Tentacle.
What is that?
Maniac Mansion 2.
I never played
that. Oh, wow.
Was that another
Tim Schafer
game?
Yeah, it's a
Tim Schafer
game.
Oh, shit, you know what? I fucking lied, though. Was Commodore 64 out before consoles?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was my first video game experience. Shit.
Was it prominent, though? That's the
Well,
question.
It was for me because we had summer and winter games on 5 1/4-inch discs. And I would put that shit in and play all the time. We had Monopoly. I would play with my mother.
Nice. We had, family stuff.
Yeah. We had a racing F1
like
racer
10 years to load.
With a controller that had a... You held it like in the palm of your hand and then it, like a Palm Pilot, and then it had a wheel on the top of it that you used to steer with a spring return in the middle and two buttons on the sides. And I used to play, I think it was like F1 Grand Prix was the name of the game. It was just some really basic.
Are you sure that wasn't the Atari?
No, I didn't have an Atari.
They had the paddles
too. No, other people were getting Ataris and ColecoVision. I remember begging my parents and they wouldn't get it for me.
Damn.
They were like, Commodore's enough, nerd boy. Figure out how to use that computer. And all I did on the computer was, of course, load games.
LOAD. Quote star quote comma eight comma one
exactly and then
oh, Oh my god! Oh, that brings back horrible memories.
Yeah.
Brings
I remember back memories of public quote, school. Because they used to have this shit in public school.
Comma 8, fuck. Comma... What the hell did comma 8, comma 1
mean? I don't know.
Go to 8, then go to 1.
And using run, the command run.
Yeah.
Not start run.
Just run.
Just run. REM 10.
This was fucking pre-DOS. Jesus, was it basic? It was the OS.
Yeah.
And I remember doing in school that we would do on the... Did you guys have like Tekken's...
No, I had a Tandy. I had a Tandy either 200
did
or
you do Turtle? Like L, F, 50 Logo degrees,
writer,
right?
Logo Rider was when I programmed my first couple of games, but I'll stop that right there.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Anyway, 386, and then I got a 4060X 100 in boarding school. Was the best computer like I probably owned. It was like the maxed out PC. It was better than everybody else. It was awesome because I made a deal with my dad that he made me join the choir if I would get that computer.
I am Ethan!
And then he found out that I didn't join the choir and he took it away from me.
And I have no balls, testicles. Sorry. Wow, that was way back, yeah. Commodore. I think I'd probably say that, I guess it's me now.
Yeah.
I guess Commodore was one of my more notable first experiences, but I think, and I could be wrong, because when you're fucking like 4 or 5, what the fuck do you remember, right? But
I remember my parents,
They used to, they still sort of kind of do, but not really anymore. They're in a business partnership with a couple of other partners, and they used to own a chain of Chinese restaurants, gourmet, quote-unquote gourmet Chinese restaurants around the city, not the hole-in-the-wall shits. And they were really successful back in the day, and so they'd go to Atlantic City a lot to have fun. They'd bring us along. Obviously, my sister's 11, I'm 5 and a half. You know, we can't go to the fucking casino, right? So she takes me down to the arcade, and the thing that she was always playing was Arkanoid.
Arkanoid.
Which was...
Oh, really?
Huh?
No, just...
You don't know what Arkanoid is? Think of Breakout.
It's like Breakout. It's one of the Breakout clones. You know, you just... You're a little paddle on the bottom, and you have to just reflect this ball back to break blocks. And, you know, you get power-ups from the blocks, and my favorite one was the Extender. Maybe that's phallic.
Mm.
But, you know, it made your ship, you know, bigger. And I was like... Everyone's like, oh, get the laser. You know, and...
No, laser caused trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made the ball move faster.
And I was just like, no, I get the Extender because it gives me a wider, you know, paddle. So.
Oh, I played the same game.
You know what I liked? I liked the one that opens the hole in the wall and you spin
and
the wheel.
Yeah. You just spin it really, really fast.
Yeah.
With the
everybody used to spin it as hard as
these
they
games
could
were
to get
amazing.
Through.
And then the blocks just kept getting lower and lower and lower and they'd add more, right?
No,
that's
not that.
Not necessarily lower, but they would have different formations of blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, and metal ones that you can't break. Yeah.
I used to love that game. And then we did get a Commodore 64. And the most notable things that I played in that were Paperboy and Ms. Pac-Man. I got some really shitty Transformer game that I convinced my dad to buy.
I think I know this game.
And it was probably good, but I didn't know how to play it.
Wait. You got Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, I think Prowl,
Bumblebee.
And they could do nothing. Bumblebee was the
I
needle.
Just don't remember how to play it. I hope to dear God that they bring that to Wii Virtual Console, because Virtual Console is going to have Commodore 64 games for download, and I hope they bring that back so I could spend money on it and see if it was really that bad.
The one you played was a platformer, right?
I don't remember, but it wasn't anything action-ish. That's why I couldn't
play
it.
There was action. People were shooting at you, and all you could do was transform. That's...
But it wasn't a platformer. Like, I remember that much.
Okay.
And another notable game that I played was a ripoff of Gauntlet. Well, besides Gauntlet. It was a ripoff of Gauntlet called, I think, Demon Stalkers or something. And you can make your own levels, which is pretty cool. But I'm a 5-year-old, and I don't know how to fucking make levels. So my sister did all the shit. And then, you know, that's all in the past. I don't know where they went. I also played a lot of... What was it called? Oh, Super Pac-Man.
What the fuck?
I love that game.
Yes.
Because you could turn really big and just go over all the borders and eat everything
inside.
Arcade?
What, that was on the Commodore?
That went to the Commodore, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Huh.
And then in...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture.
I think in 1988, that's when one of my parents' business partners, their son, who was like loaded, he was all into Nintendo, and so he got us one. And I remember almost being late to school because he had brought it down right before school began. And I was like, oh my god, I need to open it! He was like, no, we gotta go, because we all went to the same school. So I was like, okay. Yes, this kid was loaded even when he was just a teenager. And I think the first game for the NES that we actually played it wasn't Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers did not come into my collection until... No, I don't even remember.
That was 1985.
Oh, wait a minute.
Gyromite was 1985.
Gyromite, that was the game. I can't believe I destroyed my history.
Well, I honestly don't remember which was the very, very first game that we played on the Nintendo. But I remember the most notable first one that I remember a lot was Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Really?
And that's probably why I'm willing to forgive it more than a lot of people are, and like why I like it so much, because that was my first experience on the NES, and I really, really liked the combat a lot.
Well, that illuminates,
I like the but the thing is, though, that regardless of, you know, my little favoritism towards it, like, I really do think the combat is excellent, and it was a combat-based game. It was broken in some respects that didn't really tell you what to do. It was kind of, it was really hard. But as I got older and I got learned how to play it better, like, I really appreciated what it brought to the table in terms of the action. And I know I know we disagree on the control, I think is where we disagree upon, because I know you didn't like it, but I thought it was fine. So that's probably why I'm okay with it, because I didn't think it controlled too poorly. And that fucking Iron Knuckle, the first time that you fight an Iron Knuckle, is like the scariest shit ever, because...
Nothing compared to the Falcons in Ganon's lair.
Yeah, nothing compared to that, but like the first time you stumbled upon an Iron Knuckle and he had a shield too, and he could block up and he could block down and he could hit you high and low, you're like, what the fuck do I do?
The blue ones
were fucking scary as hell, because they were like, they look like those neon scorpions.
Through the walls.
Like, you know in the desert when like you see scorpions that are like neon green, that's like nature's way of telling you, do not step on me because I will poison you and kill you?
Right.
That's like the green Iron Knuckle. It was like, I'm glowing blue, I'm magical, bitch, what do you want? And then you're like, can I not fight you? And then you choose a jump spell and you jump over it and you run away.
Or choose a fairy and just fly over him.
But that was, I think that was my first kind of hallmark game console experience. And my first notable PC experience, because I don't really consider the Commodore necessarily a PC in the modern sense. Maybe I should. With my 286, I think it was Golden Axe.
Oh, wow.
Sega had this deal with IBM Compatibles to put a lot of their games on PCs, and my uncle had a copy of Golden Axe. And I'm like, dude, this is the shit in the arcades. So I started playing it, and I was like, this is awesome.
It's awesome.
And was it the arcade version or the
Master Kuchar? I'm awesome. What
was it? The PC, the arcade.
It was
version
a port of the Genesis version, so Genesis, that means that you got the extra levels, which was really cool.
All right.
And this was before I had a sound card, right? So all the digitized screams were in there. The sound effects that were digitized were in there. They sounded pretty horrible. They're like, but they still sounded digitized. They sounded real. But the music, oh my god, the music was horrible. It was coming out of a PC speaker. So it was like no, wait. It was grating because it was at an octave higher. So it was like,
oh my god.
I was like, oh. And then with my 486, I played it again and it was playing faster. I'm like, this is awesome, but it still sounds like shit. And then my godmother got me a Sound Blaster card.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I was like, what is this? This sound, with a CD-ROM. And I'm like, what the shit? And so I put it in, and it sounds, you know, it was MIDI music, and it sounded so much better. And I'm like, wow. Nintendo music sucks. PC music is awesome.
Yeah. It's awesome. And
it's awesome. And the other notable experience on my first 486 was Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah, good.
That
good
is what
call.
Sucked me into first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein 3D was one of the best games that I remember playing. But it's not so good now. I go back to it now, and I'm like, this is very, very limited. But obviously, what do you want? You know,
I mean, the fact that you were basically shooting Nazis. Intelligent it was to put in like an enemy that everybody could feel passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was so perfect. Just basically walking around shooting Nazis.
Yeah. And like I would go play Mega Man 4, and I'm like, Mega Man 4 is awesome. But then I'd be like, Wolfenstein is awesomer.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, of course. In my opinion, at least. Nowadays, you know, Mega Man stands out as the far superior game, but back in the day, I was like, 3D!
Well, then Doom came out, and I was like, holy shit, look at what they can do with the FPS.
Doom is better than Doom 3. I'm saying it right now.
Wow.
Doom is much better than Doom 3. Especially when you put the 3D mod on. Al and I were playing this mod that Doom's turned
Day.
Doom into a real 3D game.
Have
it
that.
Was called J-Doom. It was J-Doom, I think.
No, Doom's
What
Day.
Do you mean real 3D game? Like,
I think it was J-Doom.
What do you mean real 3D game?
Because Doom wasn't in real 3D. You couldn't look up or down. It wasn't in your control.
Oh, you do 360?
Yeah, you can look around.
Like viewing?
In J-Doom, in the J-Doom mod, you could look up, look down, jump, And actually, cool. Like, you know, instead of just aiming left and right, you know, you're really aiming with the mouse. So it was Quake.
Right.
With Doom in it.
Oh, but wait. Right. Wasn't the package then called Doomsday or something like that?
One of them was called J-Doom, and I guess, I don't know. It was...
Yeah, because it was J-Doom and J-Doom 2, blah, 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 and they all came into a package that was called Doomsday.
You're right. That's what it yes. was. Yes. Yeah. Doomsday was a package. J-Doom was the tool.
Yeah.
But anybody out there who wants to put a new spin on Doom and is sick of Doom 3, I highly recommend go looking for J-Doom.
Yeah, you can play
find the original Doom
too.
WADs. Aren't the Doom WADs free now? Didn't they release them for free?
I don't know.
Or do you still have to buy them?
Whatever.
It's worth the fucking $10 to go and buy a Doom WAD.
Yeah.
Okay? To experience it again. But yeah, that's how I kind of came up. I started in the arcade with Arkanoid, and then it gradually moved into the home, and the NES wasn't my first one. I'm noticing that here it wasn't. Like, for Ethan, it was the Commodore and the Sega Master System for you, right?
Well, yeah, yeah, those were really the first.
And Al, what about yours was?
Mine was actually
yours was the NES, or?
Duck.
So yours was the NES, okay.
Yeah.
In terms of notable experiences, what Tony? I don't think we've gotten to you yet. What about you?
Damn, I'm old. Fucking old. Holy fucking!
You
shit.
Were saying Atari before, right? When Ethan
no,
was talking, you were saying Atari.
The first, yeah. Well, it was made by Atari. It was Pong, and it came with a light gun, the very first light gun, because it It shot a block, you know, there was a block going back and forth, and
right.
It was just one block, and you get points for shooting it each time. And then it had Pong with the paddles,
right.
Okay? And this must have been 1978 or so. The system itself was, like, reasonable at the time. I think it's Sears or whatever that sold it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then, whatchamacallit, Atari 2600 came out, and then Atari 7800, or whatever, and then Atari 5600, or whatever the fuck. 5200. Yeah, 5200.
Ass
and there were three choices. There was bad graphics, good graphics, and almost arcade. And we got bad graphics. That's all we could afford. So the first game on that system was packaged with it was Space Invaders. And that's the first game we had.
Oh.
Later on, it would be Pac-Man, which was a bastardized version of any.
Oh, God, don't mention that. I've heard about that thing.
Okay, other than that, I was still into the arcade games. I think the first real good arcade game that I've ever seen, in the 80s, was Jungle Hunt.
Jungle Hunt.
And they also had,
awesome.
They had two versions, Jungle Hunt and Jungle King. So, Jungle King, I think, was with the Tarzan-looking guy. Jungle Hunt was with the
expedition-looking
guy,
yeah.
You know, who's got to go and die. So, just a lot of memories. Got Pitfall. I became so proficient in that they had contests where you could send in for badges, okay, if you had the top score, and I got a badge.
Nice.
Woohoo! So,
woohoo!
Yeah, so, anyway... Those were my first few experiences, my Shimola. First discovered games. After that, we later went on and on and on and on, and Atari started to get more and more shitty. With the advent of the worst game that I played at the time, which was Donkey Kong. It had two stages,
mm-hmm.
and the noises were extraordinary. No, blip, 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 boom! Blip, 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 boom! What the fuck is this? And it was like three colors per screen, so you know it was a very, very graphical game. That was the first worst game that I've ever played. After that, there was Donkey Kong Jr. There was Popeye. Was an atrocity on mankind. And
I enjoyed that game.
On the 2600?
Oh no, on Nintendo.
Yeah, no, on the Nintendo, he actually had an arm.
Yeah.
On the 2600, he had like a little pixel block come out just like a centimeter in front of him to punch these blinking bottles that the Sea Hag threw, whatever the fuck was going on, and it sucked ass, okay?
That was his little hard-on.
It looked like it. So, dick shot out of his chest to break bottles. So with that came the... Came the age where we decided to get a new system. Actually, we didn't decide. Our grandmother did. And she bought us for $300 a Nintendo Entertainment System with two games, Duck Hunt and Gyromite. And it came with the robot, Rob. And, wow.
Gyromite!
Gyromite! Yeah, so, We had those games. They were good for about a month. And then we got Super Mario Brothers. And that's when everything just started. I played that game religiously. And when I cleared it, I cried. That's how it was like. I just went through an experience. I was like, I can't believe I did this. Because
it's awesome. Yeah, I'm awesome.
On a 23, awesome. On Atari 2600, you couldn't really pass games. It just goes on and on. The it first game that you played on the Atari 2600 that you could actually pass was Pitfall 2.
Right.
Well, at least the first game I played. Okay. Also, the first game with actual in-game music. So then after that, I went to my cousin's house, saw the Sega Master System, and that's when he was playing Shoplifter. And I was like, oh, shit, awesome! Can we get this in? My
cousin said
no. And, yeah.
Shoplifter was, like, one of my favorite games as a
pretty
kid.
Cool, man. It was pretty cool. Great music on it, too.
Very cool.
Yeah, then we went. Then came the arcade era. Double Dragon. Rostan. All right.
Rygar.
Rygar, my God!
Rygar, the arcade version is so much worse than the home version.
Oh, well, the Nintendo version really, really strayed from it, but on the whole, it was something that I did get into, and I liked it.
Right.
You know? Then, after that, they came out with a commercial that said, are you suffering from terminal boredom? And I was like, yeah! And they introduced the Sega Genesis. And for the game, as their launch game, was Altered Beast, which was horrible.
Horrible. Oh, God!
But luckily, my parents also got me two other games, which was
Tommy's from Zorgrum!
Yeah. They got me Tommy Lasorda's Baseball, and they also got me Ghouls and Ghosts.
Nice.
So, and Ghouls and Ghosts, I actually went to people. I was like, this is an awesome game. This is my favorite game. It's so incredible and stuff like that. And when I lend it to them, they bring it back the next day and say, this game sucks.
Because they couldn't play it.
I don't know. Whatever the fuck. They really weren't into it. So, yeah, then came the where I saw Monotony. And that came in the Madden era. And Madden 1 was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It had scrolling. It was incredible. It had plays. It was not like Tecmo Bowl.
It had Madden's face on the title screen.
Yeah, so...
Do you guys know how the Nintendo Entertainment System gun worked? Did we talk about this?
Gun war?
How it works?
The gun, how it
works. Yeah.
You told us about it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was good technology.
So, so that's when I went into terminal boredom again and was playing arcade games, and out at that time was Street Fighter II.
Ah,
Street Fighter 2, then came Street Fighter Turbo, then came Street Fighter 2 to New Challengers.
And then you got the Madden Syndrome all over again, you went back home.
Yep, and, it was terminal boredom again, and then...
It's a pattern.
Actually, I forgot about the Turbo Graphics. Turbo Graphics, when I got that, it came with...
Keith
Bonk?
No, not Bonk.
Keith Courage.
That first game, what
Keith
the fuck
Courage
was it?
Keith Courage and Alpha Zone.
Keith Courage and Alpha Zone. The stupid fucking cats falling out of the sky that you had to collect.
Huh?
The stupid fucking cats that fell out of the sky that you had to
God.
Collect
in
the town.
It's
and you
painful.
Could die in the towns
it's
because
painful.
You couldn't jump around.
It's a, yeah, what a suck-ass game. But after that, I got Ninja Spirits, awesome game,
that
Blazing Lasers, unbelievable shooter, whatchamacallit, and Bonk's Adventure, of course. Then after that, TurboGrafx went to TurboGrafx CD, and I couldn't afford it on my best day. So,
oh, man.
You know what?
Then came Sega CD, and that was the first CD add-on that I actually bought when I had no money. I put it on my credit card. We went home, and I was paying that credit card off for months just to buy it. It was $200. And,
wow.
Yeah, had Sonic CD on it, had
best
Echo
game.
CD on it, and those were just awesome. And then came Neo Geo, of which I didn't buy.
Good.
And then came the PS1, which totally took me away from the arcades altogether. And first game on that, of course, was Ridge Racer. And then
Ridge Racer.
Yeah, and then we went to my first game that actually scared the shit out of me, and that was
Resident Evil.
Yeah,
Barbie.
Indeed, Resident Evil. And after that, I was just fucked up for the rest of my life.
Wow,
everything is blur.
I think
after
you were fucked up like way before that.
Yeah. Oh, also to get back to the Commodore 64, first game I played on that loading 5.5-inch disc was the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
It was bad. All those games. So, anyway, now we go up to this era, and I've played quite a few games, and yeah, so that's where I started, and now we're up to God of War and San Andreas and all these other games that I play, and I gotta say, I think this is gonna be the rest of my life, till my, you know, chest finally decides it's had
hello,
enough, that's
honey.
It.
Hello, my honey. Oh, that was... To finish, to wrap up this whole personal segment, getting to know us, the question that Tony posed, just one last thing, how I guess, has the last year changed for us since the conception of the podcast? Now, was this question meant for all of us, or are you just directing this at me?
Well, I was directing it to you and Al, because you created this, and I would like to know exactly, because I know how it changed me. I think we said this at the year end.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you did.
It made him a lot prettier.
So, between you and Al, you know, you creating this, what were your thoughts? Did you think, like, you would get other people? Did you think, like, other people would be, like, interested in this and find it as funny as I do now? I mean, like, I find it hilarious, you know? When it first started off, it was shaky.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've definitely evolved since then. We've gotten more raunchy. And I think, was that your intention? Did you want to go to the raunchy level? Do you think we're selling out on that aspect?
No.
Me, personally, I don't think so, but what do you think?
Al, do you want to speak on this first, or should I?
Yeah, I'll go first, because I don't really have much to say. Actually, you know, this was brought up to me by Austin, because I didn't know what the hell a podcast was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess, sure, why not? And as with everything new, there's a little bit of resistance, you know. Change is something that is a little hard to come by with me sometimes. It's hard for me to adjust at first. So I didn't really think that it was going to go that far. But then I started then I started to actually, you know, look into what podcasts were and started listening to Cheap Ass Gamer podcasts. And I was like, wow, we could really make something good out of this. So okay. Then I started, you know, putting a little more effort into it. And you guys came along and we totally stepped up our game.
Dominate the world!
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that adding two more people was going to actually do us any good until we actually had an episode. And after that, I mean it.
And then you knew you were right. It didn't make any sense.
You guys suck.
It just went into the shitter. It's
it went
all
into the
brown.
Upper decker.
Yeah, and then we started, you know, just doing things that, honestly, I didn't know that there was any kind of, like, listener base, you know? So it was to the point where, you know, mailbag, I didn't think we were going to have a mailbag, and we got mailbag every week.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very proud mailbags. That we, you know, we've gotten to the place we were from, are we on? You know, salut Cinco de Mayo.
We're take here instead of there.
You know, and I thought it was, you know, mildly funny. I didn't intend for the podcast to really be funny at that time, but now I intend for every single podcast we make to be absolutely hilarious.
Happy Cloud. Sorry.
Poor guy.
From my perspective, I think when Al and I started this, actually, I was listening to the podcasts from Revolution Report, which is now called The Wire, W-I-I-R-E, the first site to really, really hunker down and do some research on what the Nintendo Revolution at the time was going to bring. Everyone was just like a fanboy site, like, oh, we hear this is going to come out. They were like, no, okay, we're going to have a rumor report. We're going to have a weekly podcast. We're going to try to get information from developers and publishers and try to see. They were a very good site, and now, unfortunately, they're almost like everything else, only because the Wii has now come out and it's not a secret anymore. But their podcast, I thought, was very informative, and there were a couple of things in their podcast and some other independent podcasts that I listened to that were, like, kind of factually incorrect, just like, little things, and I was like, huh, you know, I could kind of, it kind of bugs me, you know, I wish there were some independent podcasts that, where the people knew the publishers of games, they knew the developers, they knew when a game came out, they knew what a game had, like, instead of, because a lot of times you hear, like, you know, I don't know who did that, I don't want to look it up, who cares, and then there were other professional ones, like, from GameSpot and 1UP.com, and I was just like, you know, they really, really gave a new avenue for providing information and analysis, not just on websites. You could listen to it. And I thought that, because Al and I always used to have these, you know, long conversations about games and you know, how they affected us or where the industry was going. And at the same time, when we had game night, you, me, and Ethan, Tony, us three had the same thing. So I was like, why don't we just put this on... And this doesn't make sense. On paper. You know what I mean? Why don't we put this down? And so when I started doing it with Al, you know, I was just like... This is a great start. We actually have the same types of conversations, me, Ethan, and Tony, so why don't we bring them in? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do that. And we brought you guys in, and I think that what we have now is basically a great unit of four guys who have almost totally different tastes, but similar, I don't know, you know, it's like we mesh, but we have totally different opinions on things. We mm-hmm. bring a different side of the table to a different side of the industry to the table, a different viewpoint, but it all kind of meshes in the middle. When I say meshes, I don't mean agree. I mean that they play off each other very well.
Right.
Okay. And I...
Yeah, because I'm the everyman and Ethan's the Jew, so, you know, that works out well.
Well, I think that works, and not the Jew part, but like when you say...
That never works.
When you say you're the everyman, like I remember when we spoke, you told me yourself, you're like, I never really looked into the industry until we started doing this. But people like to complain about that. I think that's mm-hmm. bullshit. I think it's a very important viewpoint to have. Mm-hmm. That I am a person who loves games, but I'm looking at this from a standpoint that I go to the store and I buy these games. I'm not a journalist. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bother with the finances. I don't want to look at the industry. I want to know about games, how I see them, how I am a player, and that's all I care about. So that's a very important point of view. Ethan usually dives deep into the business end, which is always important.
Right.
I don't know how to really identify Al and myself. We're the enthusiasts, I guess. I don't.
Yes.
Because
the enthusiasts who do pay attention to the industry, I guess I've been kind of getting a little bit jaded since the PlayStation era. I got a little jaded. I'm like kind of crotchety, and I look into things deeper than I really should. I don't know, Al. I don't know. I think you're kind of like the stabilizing voice in the middle of all this. Maybe I'm wrong.
A little bit.
But I think it's that smooth baritone.
Yeah.
Real 16-bit arcade graphics.
Yeah. Real 16-bit arcade graphics.
But I think for me, what this does is I don't have a lot of, like, it's hard to write, right? It's hard to come up with something to write, to write an essay or an article or a review of a game or an editorial on. So it was very tough for me to update the site with content. I think what this has done for me in the past year is given the site a new kind of a breath of fresh air and a new lease on life in terms of, well, we can't write, but we've got something coming out every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it kind of gives me something to work on that's definite every week. Like, I go into work every day. I go into work from 9 to 7:30 and do my work, right? And then outside of that, when I'm playing games, sometimes I'll play it on the side or whatnot, or I won't play games, or I'll watch TV, or I won't watch. It's uncertain. But with the podcast, it's, you know, except for the time that we had to cancel, which is just scheduling, misscheduling. It's like, this is something that we can go and do every week, and that we actually can work to improve. We have feedback. We have listeners. We you know, it's a living, growing object that has consistency to it. Not just like, oh, I got this site that I write for once in a while. You know, it's like every week it's there, and that kind of stability is what I think has been beneficial for me in terms of like also just thinking more about the industry, which is what I've always wanted to do, but I never had an outlet to sit down and say, okay, what do I think about this? I didn't have that constant motivation. Now it's like every we have to talk about this. We have to look up news stories. So let me go research this and let me gather my thoughts on this every week. And it's the consistency and the constancy that that I think that this podcast has helped me with in terms of the site and just in terms of how I view the industry in general.
That's cool.
So
very cool.
And I think that you guys have been a tremendous part of this, and it's awesome to hear. Tony, what have you been playing? I got nothing. It's great. I don't care whatever people say. That's great. But I think unless there are any last words, that's about it for this personal segment, and we'll move on to our normal.
Sure. I would like to say that also with the advent of a anti-gamer called Jack Thompson, we'd have fodder for every week.
So. That's great.
Podcast ain't over yet. Don't forget to listen to part 2. It's only an hour long, maybe less. Don't worry.